Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Ang naka-work from home ng karamihan sa atin, lalo na yung mga taga-metropolitan Melbourne. So, I'm sure madami ng pagod sa kaka-Zoom, WebEx, di ba? So, bakit ba tayo nakakaranas ng fatigue or pagkapagod mula sa mga video calls na ito?
Okay, so yeah, this is very interesting kasi nga lahat tayo naka-feel nito in one way or another. So, firstly, our brain kasi is not designed to do two things at once.
Okay.
So, you know, when we talk to someone on Zoom, our brain is actually trying to focus on what the other people say through, syempre, sa audio, and also looking at them kasi gusto natin i-try to see their actions or understand their facial expression. Kasi, di ba, when you're on Zoom, maliit lang yung voice. And sometimes if you're talking to like 10, 15, 20 people sa Zoom, there's a slim chance na makikita natin exactly what they're trying to say through, like, you know, sa faces nila. Kasi, di ba, with communication, part of communication is not only listening to what other people is saying or person is saying, but it also includes body language. And body language, facial expressions, and on the Zoom, may limitation nga kasi. Because we see all those things, and because of those things that's happening all at once, our brain is trying to maximize how it will take everything in.
Mm-hmm. So you're saying nga na hindi programmed yung brain natin na mag-multitask, di ba? So you're saying na kumbaga may basehan kung bakit talaga tayo napapagod.
Mm-hmm. Yes, kasi nga, the brain is trying to do everything all at once. So listening to yung sa audio sa sinasabi nung kausap natin sa Zoom, and then also looking at, like, you know, cues, like body language, facial expressions, all of those. And because that's also part of the communication, plus the fact that we're also conscious of what we look like. Sa pag nakikita natin, di ba, yung sarili natin sa Zoom, we can see ourselves and we are thinking, ano, is what I'm saying tama ba yon? Or how do I look like? What if the other person doesn't understand what I'm saying? So all of those things happening simultaneously is very taxing to the brain.
Okay, so pati pala yung ano natin, pagiging vain natin, no? Nakaka-affect pala yon. Mas napapagod tayo the more we care about, am I saying the right things? Okay ba yung rehistro ko sa camera? Parang ganon.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay.
Yes, yeah, so yun ang nangyayari. Nagiging paranoid tayo unconsciously. Siyempre, naiisip natin yon during that time. So nakakapagod talaga.
Okay, gusto ko yung sinabi nyo na nagiging paranoid tayo unconsciously.
You know, with all those things that's happening, katulad ng sinabi ko, you're getting paranoid, especially if, you know how sometimes people, kasi every one of you are working in your at your home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes may mga physical distractions. So there would be times na titingin siya sa isang side or titingin the other person on the side. And subconsciously you'll think, ah, hindi na siya nakikinig sa akin. So that's when it actually starts, like, you know, okay, what's happening? So all those cues are parang nagmi-mix up.
From a psychotherapist standpoint, ano po ba yung mga bagay na hindi kaya punan or tapatan ng video meeting or online interactions?
With video kasi, we have to understand na marami siyang limitations, diba? So one of the things that I find na hindi matapatan ng Zoom or ng online interaction is the connection between two people. Okay? So you know, when, just imagine yourself when you talk face to face with another person, syempre nakikita mo sila, like, you can see what their facial expression is, you can see their body language, yung gestures nila. Pag open yung gesture nila, you'll think na, okay, they understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ganon. Kasi there is this thing called co-regulation.
Okay? Co-regulation, okay.
Yeah. So that is, the co-regulation is, alam mo yung feeling na if the other person is feeling something, halimbawa feeling confused or feeling, let's just say, trying to understand what you're saying, nakikita mo yun and nafe-feel mo pag magkasama kayo face-to-face. Mm-hmm. And also, pag happy siya, you'll feel happy because warm yung environment. Pag halimbawa, scared siya or angry siya, you'll also feel it. So you know exactly what you will do. Kasi nga, nakikita mo yun. Yes, so I think that's one of the limitations. Hindi mo makikita. There's no co-regulation happening. And kasi if you are in the same page, it does make the communication more meaningful and effective.
Ah, okay. Sige, very insightful. So ngayon naman po, Ms. Mana, I'm sure you've heard about the yung new liberties that Melburnians can now enjoy, di ba? Tungkol sa pag-ease ng restrictions. So anong epekto ngayon ng pagkakaroon muli ng kalayaan na say pwede ka nang bumiyahe ng, 5 kilometers, ng, mas malawak sa 5 kilometers rather. What impact or effect might that have dun sa well-being ng ating mga kababayan? And general sense.
In general, yeah. Yeah, I was listening yesterday sa radio about yung announcement ka ng premier about easing the restrictions. And yeah, I'm happy with you guys from 5 kilometers to 25 kilometers, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
So, it's actually really good in a sense that yung feeling of being limited is para nagkaroon tayo ng hope, knowing na this is the start na pwede na tayong maging free of what we need, of the things that we usually do. Kasi, di ba, when we had the restrictions, ang feeling natin isolated tayo kasi sino nga ba naman na mapupuntahan mo, not unless your whole family is living within the 5-kilometer radius or your work is within the 5-kilometer radius.
Right.
We feel very limited. But now, I guess, it increases the hope na ma-release na unti-unti tayo ang restrictions. And at the same time, you have more room to move para gawin mo yung gusto mong gawin at dapat mong gawin.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.